I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Turns out that North Korea can't stand balloons. With the last bunch someone sent, the government issued an angry statement. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says,
they threatened all kinds of things. You know, they're going to turn South Korea into a sea of fire if these things happen. I actually really think of it as a badge of honor for our partner ministry, our sister office in South Korea that handles these balloon launches.
VOM's partner attaches gospel pamphlets, Bibles, and scripture portions to weather balloons and then floats them over the border. But North Korea sees it as an act of war. To that point, Nettleton calls it like it is.
I would say there is a war that's going on in North Korea, but it is a spiritual war.
The team hopes that you'll pray with them that the hearts that need it most will get the gospel on the next launch. And not all countries are as hostile to God's word, but there's still an equal need of it. That's why Christian Resources International ships containers full of millions of dollars worth of Bibles and Christian books to different countries every year. These resources are meant to reach anyone from the non-believer to the aspiring preacher. But CRI can't do all this on its own. The amount of books it sends out totally depends on how many are donated, and the shipping cost is also dependent on financial support. CRI Executive Director Jason Wolford.
We have some people that can call and say, hey, I'd like to send an entire sea container for $11,000, which is filled with $500,000 worth of God's word. And then we have other people that say, hey, I'd like to come alongside and support you at $30 a month.
So really, it's about Bibles, books, and bucks. You'll find the links that you need to get started at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want news that helps you to pray for the world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. It features all the day's news, complete with pictures and links to expanded coverage, and more. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.